Well, first and foremost, I think being a female parliamentarian, the height of my expectation is on gender parity. Just about a year ago, we were witnesses to his maiden State of the Nation address, and he had pledged to give about 30-40% of women higher positions in his administration. A year into it, I think the expectation for me as a parliamentarian is to get some policy guidelines and direction as to why that threshold has not been met. That is the first one, gender parity, because as a female, I tend to be role modeling for young girls who want to aspire to higher heights and to leadership positions in the country. Two is on the economy. I think great strides have been made across the years, and the erstwhile administration was able to stabilize the city. We had inflation maintained, and credit must be given. I think inflation has been maintained. The city is stable. But as to how the speech will be able to translate that to the ordinary man and woman on the street is where my expectation is. And the other concern also internationally is, as we hailed the visit of Obama, the first sub-Saharan country that he visited, there was a lot of kudos, good governance, transparency. But I think lately concerns have been raised, you know, coming from the other side of the angle. We have to also add our voice to it. There is the Vodafone issue, a British company buying into State Telecom, and a review committee has been set up. Today, I think the public is yet to hear of the outcome of that. And we have the Cosmos, EO, and ACA, also incidents on the horizon. So I think my expectation is really to hear something in the State of the Nation address to assure the investor community that Ghana is poised and branded as the gateway of West Africa and will live up to that expectation. So these are the main areas. But when you bring it down to my community, I think that the bigger one is job creation. The teeming youth coming out of schools and looking to government, because it's the biggest employer, to some avenues of employment. And we have to be a bit blunt. The IMF and its freeze on jobs, it's nicely put, but I know we do have certain segments of job freeze on the economy. So people are anxious to hear from him the way forward when it comes to job creation, how to absorb the youth into the informal and formal sector. These are the areas that I think I'll sit back. But overall, I think the peace we enjoy, the tolerance, the media landscape, those are areas that we can all in unison hail over the years, the strides that have been made for Ghana, and we can celebrate that. So I'm sure he will touch on those as well. But the anxiety notwithstanding, I think we can still pat ourselves on the back that we've had a very smooth transition from a different administration to a new one, and we're all still here and doing what we should do to turn Ghana into a first world and not stick ourselves still in that third world category.
The president promised a better Ghana. Do you think that the president has lived up to his promises?
No. That, to be very honest, the short answer is no. The excuse being given is, well, it's a 4-year term, so it's not over yet, so it's over. But I think the first impressions will last longer. We are 14 months into the administration, so I think that the early signs are not really giving people that confidence. But again, we are yet to hear what will be outlined tomorrow. If you do vis-a-vis Obama's, you can see there are certain areas of the economy that will be touched on. So people are really looking to see if the Better Ghana agenda will be met in second year. And you know, the actual time frame is 3 years, because the fourth year will be spent in campaigns and electioneering, running about in the country. So the first vox pop you will do, people will just off the cuff say no. But of course, the two sides always do a coin. Others will also say, there's still time, let's see. But I would go with the first impressions. The job market, the interest rate is still going up. It's really affecting local industries. And that has a direct correlation to job creation. And there's that whole sense of expectation not being met. I don't think it would be exaggerating if you say higher taxes coupled with unemployment does not really give you the best of equation to get an A plus or a B plus. So it is not looking good, and we just have to hear it tomorrow. Maybe there will be a magic wand. I'm not sure. I can't be that pessimistic because we can put in a few indicators that yes, the CD is stable, but how does that translate to the average man on the street? That is the trick. That is the million-dollar question that we will all wait to hear tomorrow.
How is the investor climate and foreign and local investors investing in the economy as the administration and the president promised?
It's mixed signals. The signals are not really encouraging. I mean, if you take the Cosmos CEO, the Acre, the Norwegian company's treatment, you should take home. These are major corporate brands that have actually braved the storm, entered into the sub-Saharan market. So the signals, we as a nation will have to be cautious and send the right signals out there, because the whole third world, you know, I really don't like that word, but developing economies are competing. Emerging markets are competing for investment. So the climate was right, you know, in the last 8 years, it was set for these kinds of investment that would trickle into local economy and trickle into ancillary services like jobs and industry. But when you have companies having the jitters, that, you know, contracts signed by previous administrations can or may be abrogated or reviewed, you know, the catchy phrase is reviewed for concerns. Those terms do not give you that kind of signal that it is ready to do business in a global competitive market. But again, we will have to hear him tomorrow. But in my sense is the signals are mixed. It is not good. And it has to be worked on. If we really want to keep the brand gateway to West Africa, we will have to send the right message out. Yes, the investment climate will be good. Yes, the infrastructural base will be appropriate, because you do have a great workforce in Ghana, but business people are only into the bottom line. And if anything, you know, makes it seem like they will not recoup those, they will take it elsewhere. If you review and abrogate and send signals that contracts signed in good faith by a previous government, not a political party, a previous government, it does not bode well for us as a gateway to the sub-Saharan market. So that kind of confidence will have to be boosted again. There has to be a message to reassure the investor community. These may be anomalies. Otherwise, that perception hangs out there, and it may not be good for us.